44 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday, and it's a heat advisory day as we are going to skyrocket today, and we could hit 100 degrees.
Great.
Drink up, James.
Got to stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. That's the key. Stay hydrated. All right? Going to be a warm day. It's going to be the warmest day of the week, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow, upper 80s, Thursday, Friday, parade Friday. How about we're going to enjoy a parade at 73 degrees? Geez, we might be wearing a jacket.
Yeah, I know.
On Friday.
I was going to say, by the time you guys get there, you're going to be dressing warm.
And then sunny and warmer Saturday with upper 80s and upper 80s Sunday, mid 80s on Monday. So there we go. It's rodeo week. Be safe. We had a fun time last night at the boot kickoff. Thanks, everyone, for joining us out there. We had a lot of hearty souls out there, considering it was 97 degrees when the stick horse races got underway.
Yeah, it wasn't cool out there either.
No.
for yesterday. Wasn't.
Tip of the cap to our Sheridan Media broadcast team on the live stream last night, James.
Always.
And did a fabulous job getting that live stream on SheridanMedia.com. We'll have the live stream Friday morning of all the festivities starting around 6 a.m., and going up and through the parade. All right? So join us. If you can't make it, tell all your friends wherever they may be. And we'll do the shout-out line, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ready for a fun week. John Tesh, 73 today. TV personality, musician.
Yeah. He was one of the great composers.
Of the NBA theme.
One of the greatest, themes.
Yeah.
NBA on NBC.
NBA theme.
They're bringing it back, too.
Yeah. Kevin O'Leary is 71, Shark Tank.
Yeah, okay.
Tom Hanks is 69 today.
Cool.
He's a great actor. I love him.
Legend.
Yeah. And Kelly McGillis, actress, 68 today. 1892, they laid concrete on the road. America's first road completed in Bellefontaine, Ohio. The first asphalt road was laid down in July of 1870.
Wow.
Yeah. First airplane to fly did so on this date in 1910 when W.R. Brookins of Atlantic City, New Jersey was at the controls.
W.R. Brookins.
Yes.
We don't make very many, letter last name. Yeah, like W.R. there was a kid on.
I like the way you said that. Well, they don't make too many letter names.
How do you phrase that? There was a kid on, I think it was either, no, it wasn't Jackson. It was Laramie. Laramie's baseball team. His name was T.R. Richardson. That also brought that up in my mind. We don't have very many letter last names.
Letter last names.
Letter you then mean initials? Last name.
letters. If you got a letter name, you're good for you.
We don't make a lot of JRs or
right.
things like that anymore.
Yeah. The 1985 football great Joe Namath signed a 5-year pact with ABC TV. Paid him $1 million to be on Monday Night Football. Everybody made a big stink about that. So what?
They made about what?
Him getting $1 million. Hey, if somebody's going to pay me $1 million to be on ABC TV, okay. I'll give it a thought.
Joe Namath at the time. He was one of the great names in the history of the game.
Right. Dimples Day.
Sure. Dimple?
I don't know if you got. Do you have dimples? I never noticed.
I do not.
I don't think you do. All right. Don't put all your eggs in one omelet day.
Okay.
Interesting.
Both theoretically and probably not a good idea when you're making an omelet.
Oh.
It's a big omelet.
It's fashion day today, James.
Sure.
Yeah. Get in fashion.
Why not?
Skinny dipping day today.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay. It is also sugar cookie day.
You're not a sugar cookie guy?
I'm not a sugar cookie person.
I can take a sugar cookie. I'm all right with
can
that.
Can you? You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll live with that.
On this
it's not my favorite, but.
On this letter day?
Letter, yeah. Well, how do you say it? I don't understand how you're supposed to say if it's
his initials.
Letter and then last name.
There's not too many people with the initials anymore.
Yeah, initials is like the main frame of reference for their name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go with initials, James. All right.
You knew what I meant.
I know what you meant. But I got to give you some grief.
Yeah, no.
Entertainment purposes.
I understand.
Right? Hey, Mattel is launching a new Barbie doll featuring Barbie with type 1 diabetes.
Okay.
All right. Interesting. They got a Barbie doll for everything. Why not?
Why not?
Groundbreaking doll was created in collaboration with Breakthrough T1D, an organization dedicated to diabetes research and advocacy. So the new Barbie reflects the real-life experiences of those that live with type 1 diabetes. All right. Okay. Here's a little trivia for
you. You know
what?
Everyone deserves one. Why not?
Here's a little trivia for you that you never hear about. Barbie's parents. You know Barbie had parents, mm-hmm. obviously.
I did know that.
Did you know that? Do you know their names?
No. No.
Do you know
no.
they have names? Barbie's parents.
I didn't realize they, yeah.
Yeah. George and Margaret.
Okay.
Are Barbie's parents.
What are their last names?
Millicent.
Oh, okay. It's Barbie Millicent? That's
yeah.
their name?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it would have been like...
See, you're learning all kinds of things today, yeah. man. It's an educational day for you today.
Who's the company that makes Barbies?
Mattel.
Yeah, I thought it would have been like Barbie Mattel. But
no, Barbie Millicent. Okay.
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah, see? Multi-vehicle crash, I-80 eastbound Wednesday morning resulted in boxes of shredded mozzarella cheese strewn across the highway.
Ooh.
The incident occurred near, and it was a hot day, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that cheese
of course.
Probably, that cheese is frying.
They
on
said
the
it was
pavement.
Slick.
Gross.
I know.
Oh, it made it slick, too?
Yeah, it made it slick. Well, it got on the pavement.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? Emergency crews from, I love this name of, it's this is in Pennsylvania, by the way. Emergency crews from Snowshoe Fire Company. I love that.
There you go.
All right. Said it was really slippery. No injuries.
Can you imagine having to explain to your insurance company if you got into an accident?
Right.
Yeah, I got into an accident because I slid
on cheese.
Mozzarella.
Right.
On the road.
Hey, have you ever thrown a bottle in the lake or a river or ocean hoping
no.
it never goes anywhere?
Oh, wait, like a...
Yeah.
Sealed bottle?
Like a, yeah, you just oh. put a note in it and
no.
seal it.
No, I've never done that.
That's like littering now.
It is littering, yeah.
I'd never do it. Back in the day, though, a message in a bottle launched by a visitor in Newfoundland's Belle Island washed up on an Irish beach 13 years later. That bottle crossed the Atlantic Ocean,
yeah.
James.
It took the tides.
The Atlantic, yeah. Kate Gay said she was walking on the beach, spotted the wine bottle, opened it up. Note written by a couple, Brad and Anita, dated September 2012. The letter described the couple's day trip to Belle Island. There was a phone number on the letter. No answer when the group tried to call, though.
Mm.
They posted it on social media, and within about an hour or so, guess who responded?
The person.
Yeah.
Cool.
The couple responded. And Brad and Anita, still married, 2025. How about
good
that?
Good for them.
All right.
What a...
There you go.
Weird project.
Oh, tossing bottles and...
Yeah.
Hey, there's new dinosaur species discovered in Arizona. James.
Right exciting, up
your alley. It is. Exciting dinosaur. One of those flying reptile ones.
I feel like we're going to find new flying reptiles during that time forever.
I know. This one's about 200 million years ago. Man. You know, we're only here less than a hundo, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
And when you talk about, I always cracks me up. They go, around 200 to 225 million years ago. Well, that's a 25 million year span. That's pretty
that's
wide
true.
Open. Right?
Can you imagine, though, like, think of all the birds we had. There's so many species of birds right now.
Right. How many dinosaurs are there still underground
yeah, exactly.
to be discovered?
We just haven't even found yet.
I haven't found them yet. Okay. Well, they found this one. Analyzing advanced techniques, scanning. You know, they got really cool technology now. The thing that is, it kills me. If you want to give this dinosaur some good press, you can't give it an alphabet name. And that's what they did. I can't even begin to pronounce this.
I always do that with the scientific
discoveries. Come on,
like
call it something simple. We can all pronounce, really? But they say this long alphabet name translates into the Ash Winged Dawn Goddess. I guess she was pretty mean.
Man, that sounds cool.
Why don't they just call her that?
Yeah.
The Ash Winged Dawn Goddess dinosaur.
Every animal's got a scientific name, though.
I know. Give it a simple one. I can't even begin to even pronounce this name. Okay.
We should all have science. Just
all of us have scientific
just
names?
Have a scientific name, yeah. Okay. I know humans do, like the race, but we as like individual humans should all just have scientific names.
Ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Long time ago.
All right, been a while.
When I was a child.
Yeah. Okay, well now...
It'd be weird if I was showing up now.
Well, James, guess what? They have Chuck E. Cheese's for grown-ups now.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese launching an arcade business aimed at adults called Chuck's Arcade.
Okay. They've missed the boat on this already.
They have missed the boat.
Dave and Buster's has existed for 15 years.
This is Chuck's Arcade. You give them Chuck E. Cheese. And the grown-up version's called Chuck's Arcade. 10 locations open in 8 states. The nearest one to us, where it is, a long ways away. I don't even know where the nearest one is. Probably Oklahoma, James.
Oh.
Next time you're in Oklahoma.
Hey, I'll give a review.
You have to go to Chuck's Arcade.
Does it say where in Oklahoma? Assuming Oklahoma
no.
City, Tulsa?
Somewhere
maybe?
Oklahoma. It says that state is Oklahoma. The arcades are not dropping the animatronic band thing. Oh, boy. Each facility will include a number of animatronics on display.
It is in Oklahoma City. It's in the Penn Square Mall. I've been in that mall probably 10 times, and I never thought to myself...
That's currently where your dad lives, right?
No, my dad lives in Tulsa.
In Tulsa.
My grandmother lives in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. So,
there you go.
There
so there's a possibility you could go to Chuck's Arcade.
Sign me up.
All right, buddy.
I can't wait to be at Chuck's Arcade.
Maybe you'll meet a friend cool with a letter name.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? It's hey, my name is T.L. Swanson.
I got a letter name.
I guess we all got letter names.
We got letter names.
You need scientific letter names.
I love that. Oh, hey, have you ever thought about using the numbers you get in fortune cookies for lottery?
No.
Well, you should. Kentucky woman did. Hit the jackpot.
I should have seen this one coming.
Kathy Bailey, Lexington, decided to try her luck with the digits she found on her daughter's fortune cookie. 50 grand, man.
Dang.
I like it. I know you think they're all fake.
Man.
But...
Yeah. Kentucky woman. Did blank, 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 blank.
Blank, blank. Letter.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, letter.
All right, James, of all the...
They're mocking us now.
Of all the homes that have decks... Okay,
mm-hmm.
A few homes have decks.
Mm-hmm.
How many, what's the percentage of them are not safe?
Oh, probably a high percent. 60, 70%.
80.
That's a lot. Wow.
Check your deck. And if you're at someone's house and they go, let's go out on the deck. Go, oh.
Well, what consists of it not being, I guess, just like faulty wood or
right,
something like that?
Right, yeah. I don't know. I've been on decks and they move. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Okay, highest in a recent survey found the most memorable advertising character of all time. Most memorable advertising character of all time.
Advertising character?
I would have never guessed this, but I remember it.
The one that I always remember is the Mucinex one because it's disgusting.
Okay, how about the Jolly Green Giant?
I never would have guessed that either.
Yeah.
I would have done that. Michelin Man is one.
Oh, that's good.
I always recognize.
Yeah. What's the most recognizable smell for children?
For children?
I would have never guessed this.
For children?
Flowers.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The most recognizable smell for children is flowers. What's number two?
Pizza.
James?
Because that's what mine was.
You just hit it.
Oh, it's pizza?
It's pizza.
Hey, sometimes you don't grow out of it, you know?
Wow, we went from
That's me.
Flowers, and then you said the second one, and you nailed it with pizza.
Hey, you know what? It's the Chuck E. Cheese. The Chuck E. Cheese, and now the Chuck's Arcade. I wonder if they're going to sell
Chuck's
it there.
Chuck's Arcade, yeah. And if you have a letter name.
Yeah. I'll meet you at Chuck's Arcade. We'll have some pizza.
Have some pizza with James T. JT! The letter guy. All right, James, he's got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to News Talk 930. KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. 8 o'clock, hydrate up, folks. Heat advisory. We're going to hit 100 today.